ABC, ESPN with the call. That was the test. Joe Tessitore. By the way, Michigan State wins 38-17. A terrific performance down in Miami. Did he just make that up? Or is Jalen Naylor, has he been called Speedy Naylor for a long time that I just didn't know it? Because he kept calling him Speedy Naylor. Now, I know he's really fast, and he is speedy, but I never knew that anybody called him Speedy before.
No, that'd have to be something that, I don't know, maybe it's in his conversations with Mel Tucker or teammates.
Yeah, it's possible.
They picked that one up, but yeah, I haven't heard that one before, but it's an appropriate nickname.
Oh, absolutely. Tremendous performance by Michigan State, even, you know, when it got kind of hairy down the stretch. The defense comes up with the big play, Drew Beasley with the strip sack, and that was huge. Derek King, by the way, he's one of the most overrated players I can remember in college football. I mean,
yeah, loves to hype himself up.
Yeah, talk about him as a Heisman candidate, really?
No. And people were talking about him as a top draft choice as well, going down to Miami and what he was able to do at Houston. I mean, it's not even comparable to what other quarterbacks are doing right now.
Right. And, you know, look, we're going to get into the comparisons of Michigan State versus Michigan, and that is natural, and I understand that, and we'll probably will, obviously, forever. And especially this season, maybe till October 30th, because both teams have looked really, really good. But the naked eye right now, to me, who've watched, you know, all their games, both teams, I think Michigan State just looks a little better. I love the way they play. They play hard. They play fierce. They play with an edge. I like the way Michigan's playing, too. There's no doubt about it. But right now, I think in all facets, I'd have to give a slight edge to Michigan State, and it's no disrespect to Michigan. Believe me, as a Michigan fan, I'm very happy the way they're playing. You know, how can you not be? But you know, when you look at the level of competition, it's not as one-sided as you would think. But Michigan State does have a little better wins, if you want to use the transformative property, whatever the hell that's called. Transitive property, that too. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Before we get to some ticket texts and some phone calls, I look at Michigan State, and like I said, I like the way they play on all sides of the ball. They seem to be very well coached. They've cut down penalties for the most part. I like the way they play. You know, in the past, even when they've been really good under D'Antonio, just when, you know, you thought the game was over and they'd, you know, try to pound it to take the clock away and things like that, which, you know, in their good years have worked. I mean, first down, boom, they throw the ball. You heard the call, Thorne to Naylor. I mean, that's it. They will take no prisoners. And I love that attitude as a football fan from Michigan State and what they're doing. I think it's really good. And I love it.
And I think when you hear people talk about Michigan State, a few things that they talk about is it's a much more balanced attack and creative offensive attack than you see from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And you also hear and you mentioned it, the edge that they play with. That's been a hallmark for Michigan State forever.
Yes.
Like take no prisoners. We're going to play the underdog card. We're going to do all of that. But they play with an edge that says, you know, I don't care where you're ranked. I don't care where we're ranked. We're going to hit you in the mouth, and we're going to do it for 60 minutes, whether it's through the air or it's on the ground offensively. And then defensively, they play with that edge. But I think defensively, it's the swagger that they play with.
You know,
it's a confidence that they play with.
It's a cliche where a team takes the personality of its coach. I don't think it's a cliche in this case. I just think, you know, just from afar, you see the way this team has been put together. And, you know, Tucker doesn't boast that much. I mean, every once in a while, there's pictures of him on social media with a stogie in his mouth and things like that. I think that stuff's cool. And they're playing great. So the ceiling for Michigan State right now, you look at the schedule, and, you know, we always hate/love playing the schedule game, but they should beat Nebraska on Saturday at home. Then they have Western Kentucky at Rutgers, at Indiana. Who knows with Indiana? They're kind of a weird off the train tracks, but you never know what's going to happen. So realistically, they could be and maybe should be 7-0 Then they have a bye before the Michigan game. They're at home. They'll probably be favored. And then it's at Purdue, Maryland, who's pretty good, you know, much better than they have been. And then their last two games are at Ohio State and Penn State at Spartan Stadium. And right now I think Penn State, you could argue, is the best team, definitely in the division, maybe even in the conference.
I would agree. And if they're not 7-0, you mentioned those teams that they play, mm-hmm. and the wild card is going to be Indiana because it's at Indiana. Now, we know that Michigan State obviously travels because they went down to Miami and it was a great performance. Indiana is just that wild card. Michael Penix Jr., if he finds a way to put it together and gets a little bit more comfortable with receivers, that could be a game where you're like, let's see how it plays out. But if they're not 7-0 going into that Michigan game, I'm going to be not only disappointed, but I'm going to be surprised. They're a team that the way that they're playing right now, whether it's the edge, it's the swagger, it's the offensive line playing well and giving Peyton Thorne the time to throw, giving running lanes. It just there's nobody in the next four games that I think should slow them down or change the way that they're playing the game.
No. We have some ticket texts, 248-539-9797. Some of this is what we said at the outset, and that's why some people might be upset here. Michigan has two wins against teams that have wins against ACC teams. Miami looks terrible so far this year, and Northwestern just lost to Duke. Tom needs to stop bitching. Maybe both teams are really good. I think both teams are really good.
I never said the other team wasn't good.
No, I know.
I?
No, you didn't.
Use both ears, please.
I know.
Look, I just think that this is classic disrespect of Michigan State. I've hinted at it for a couple weeks now. It was a joke that Kenneth Walker wasn't the player of the week nationally. How there are 3-point
it's four now.
It befuddles me. Yeah. Are they going to cover? Who knows? It's gambling's gambling, okay? But just on the surface, you've won rogue games against Big Ten and ACC teams by 17 and 21 points. I'll take that all day. Michigan hasn't left Ann Arbor yet.
That's
no,
true.
They haven't.
That's a big deal. And they won't leave Ann Arbor this week either.
I'll say this about Michigan State. Will they win every game? No. I currently believe every single game on their schedule is potentially winnable.
Yeah.
And to how much they deserve a round of applause considering where people thought this was at 3 weeks ago.
So Gov wants to use transitive property. How about Western beating Pitt and Pitt beat Tennessee? Northern Illinois beat Georgia Tech, who played Clemson tight. The rankings early are all about perception, and both Michigan and Michigan State keep winning. They move up.
Stoney. It comes to the eye test.
Yes, that's what it is for me. It's the eye test.
They're both playing good football,
yeah.
Okay? I personally believe Michigan State's playing better football right now, and that they have proven that they are the better team because they've gone on the road and done it.
Right, I totally agree.
Their defense travels.
Justin in Texas says, Michigan probably wins that game. Excuse me, John. Didn't Michigan State spank that JV team down the road last year in Ann Arbor? Who has Michigan beaten? Oh, that's right. Two terrible MAC schools and a fraud from the Pac-12. Keep up that Michigan arrogance. Tuck coming.
That's fine. That's what is going to make that weekend great. If both teams can get there, and Michigan, I think, has a bigger challenge because they've obviously got to go on the road to Wisconsin, and I don't know that any of us have the confidence yet to think that they go in there and get a win. But if both teams arrive with undefeated records at that point, that's the classic matchup that we dream about every year. As a player, as a fan, to watch those two teams play, I think it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, the trolling is just awesome.
Hopefully we can get there undefeated because it's going to be unreal.
Yeah.
Jansen saying Michigan could pencil in a win against Michigan State coming into this season shows just out of touch with reality he is.
Okay.
Well, because they beat you last, because they beat them last year. That's
I agree. I was there. I saw it.
I know.
I felt it.
That's why I agree with the texter. You can't just say pencil in.
I think you're going to find out a little more about Michigan this week, actually. Rutgers plays good defense.
Yep.
And if Michigan has its way, then that's a huge thing for Michigan.
Yes, I know. And it's not
And here's the thing that we'll learn this week is Rutgers, yeah, they play better defense, but they play much better run defense. Coming into this past week, Northern Illinois was awful at defending the run. It was, the game plan was to go in there and try and roll them, which they did. You know, 8 of their 9 touchdowns were on the ground. But if you can do it against Rutgers, that is bigger than the teams that they've played. They're stronger. They're a better defense. Plus, you want to talk about a team that mirrors the personality of their coach. Yeah, in East Lansing, you're seeing that with Mel Tucker and the Spartans. But you're also seeing it in Piscataway with Greg Schiano and the way that he has changed that Rutgers program.
And he got some transfers too, just like Mel Tucker did. 248-539-9797, the telephone number and the ticket text number. I have a few more ticket texts I want to get to. You guys are clowns. Michigan State has played nobody. Miami was straight garbage. They got blown out by Alabama and barely beat a D2 school. Well, App State is not a D2 school. And they got blown out by Alabama. Yeah, most teams will get blown out by Alabama. Well, Florida didn't, but, you know, whatever. Wolverines are 3-0 and have been just as impressive against the same level's opponents. You're poo-pooing Michigan now and overreacting to Michigan State. I don't think so, because two of Michigan State's wins have been on the road. That's why I think that their competition has been a little better, not as great as you thought before the season started. I don't think we thought Northwestern was going to be as bad, and I don't think we thought Miami was going to be as bad. We didn't think Washington was going to be as bad as they were.
Well, we can figure out these teams and say they can be awful, all these teams that they've beaten. Yeah. The bottom line is Michigan's beat 2 Power 5 teams on the road, and Michigan hasn't, okay?
Right. Yeah.
And if anybody doesn't put more value behind that, they're dumb, okay?
Right.
They're just dumb.
It's road wins. Miami isn't any good, guys. Okay, was Washington good? Washington lost to Montana, and they blew out the Arkansas State on Saturday. By the way, Somebody says he's been called Speedy since he got to campus. And congratulations, John. I did not know that. The Naylor, his nickname is Speedy. Mike in Oxford, you're a 97 on the ticket. Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
I just think you guys' people that just texted in kind of hit the nail on the head. Well, none of these teams that either team has beat have been really good. Miami, I mean, yeah, they got blown out by Alabama. It wasn't even close. And App State, they struggled again. Did you watch any of that game against App State? And then I do think Michigan's a little more talented. If you're saying who's going to beat each other, you got to just take into account it is at Michigan State.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So where is exactly, and we'll get into this later in the show, where exactly is Michigan more talented than Michigan State?
I think I like their running backs a lot more, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I think Michigan State has probably one of the best running backs in the country right now in Walker.
So you don't like Cade as much as Thorne?
No.
Who would you take?
Right now, I'd take Thorne, but it's still early.
It's a sample size
we've
seen from
Three
Thorne
games.
As opposed to McNamara in terms of just being able to throw the ball. But I would take Blake Corum right now over any of the backs simply because he does so much.
So does Walker.
Kenneth Walker should be in the Heisman race right now. That's how good he's been. But he's not.
I'm not disagreeing with that conversation.
I mean, look, Bryce Young's probably the Heisman front runner right now, wouldn't you say?
Well, either that or the kid from Mississippi.
Yeah, Matt Corral.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's got the numbers to be in the race. Maybe Corum does too.
Yeah, look, Corum's been terrific. There's no doubt about it. And with Haskins there, I mean, the group is probably just as good, but I don't know. And Jordan Simmons is still pretty good as well.
27 carries, 172 yards at Miami.
Yeah.
They have a good defense, okay? They do.
It's amazing what Tuck has done in such a short time, but against better talent. I think their secondary and lack of pass rush without blitzing will catch up to them, but so excited for the future. Good point. Walker leads the nation in rushing. The offense is the most balanced in the country, and the defense is built to stop the run and not give up home runs. They are the real deal. 9 wins. I think that's very realistic.
I think of any team in the country right now, the expectations at the beginning of the season to what they are now are they've raised more than anywhere else because of what you've seen. And there's a lot of talent there in East Lansing. There's no question about that. We've seen that. But right now, I think the job of the year through 3 games, now we're only talking about 3 games, is Mel Tucker simply because all of the new faces, going out and getting those, attracting them to East Lansing, and then putting it together is that's why I thought going into this season it was going to take some time. I had no idea they would gel as early as they did because you've got new components on the offensive line. You've got new components in the backfield. You've got new components everywhere. And Mel Tucker has done an amazing job of getting them to play together.
Well, they really only have one new guy on the offensive line. That was the transfer from Arkansas State. The rest of them are
right,
they
the left tackle.
They were sitting there going 60 or 50. Or, I mean, look, Michigan's offensive line has been really good too, but so is Michigan State's.
I have some Heisman odds here. Kenneth Walker III is plus 5,500. Blake Corum's plus 7,500.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I think. A lot of that is they Corum splits it up, too. I wonder how many yards he would have if he was the definite lead back. People are overrating Sparty's win over Miami. Miami's just a name at this point, no better than Northern Illinois. All right, come on, really? Get off the weed right now. It's too early for that. Miami's much better than Northern Illinois blows, okay?
Yeah. I mean, Northern Illinois, it was... We knew that coming into the season. They played better, what was it, week two or whenever it was than we thought they would.
Yeah,
I didn't think they were a team that was going to get Georgia Tech, right? Week one, yeah. But other than that, I mean, they're not a good team. They're not a they don't have much talent at all.
You know what? Somebody brought up previous segment, the Western going to Pitt. Great win. Also, though, a little bit part of that, that's Pitt being Pitt.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to find out. Is Michigan State going to revert to Michigan State ways? And the same thing with Michigan. My eye test on this, I think we are in, no matter what ends up happening here the next 2 months, I think we are in for some great physical football games in the East.
Yes.
These, I would say, from a physicality standpoint, Penn State, Michigan, and Michigan State are all kind of on a same level playing field. I think Penn State could have the best defense in the country, potentially. I think Ohio State might be the least of the four.
Right. They're trying to get it together. Then, you know, by the time they play Michigan State and Michigan, they might get it together. But right now, they're off
what I'm
their
saying?
Defense.
No, I think
yes.
I think we're in for some more Wisconsin-Penn State games here. If you like that kind of football, you're going to love it.
Michigan, on the comparison you brought up is unfair. Michigan also has played fast, aggressive, and tenacious and has been quickly forced to pull starters and play second and third team players. Michigan has played depth because opponents can't play with them. I agree with that. Nobody's downplaying what Michigan has done at all. Just saying the eye test, and based on the competition, I think Michigan State's a little better right now. That's all.
When
you're talking about the eye test, it's on the road in Evanston, whether right. Northwestern is good or not, it's a road game. Now, that's not an intimidating place because there was probably as many Spartan fans in the crowd as there were, you know, Northwestern fans. But then you go on the road to Miami. Those two road games, when you're just talking about eye test, trumps whatever Michigan has been able to do. And trust me, I want to say Michigan's better. In my heart, I think that's true. But what you see when you're talking about eye test is Michigan has played three games at home. They have rolled their opponents, and they haven't faced adversity. They haven't been behind at all. And Michigan State has gone on the road into a very tough environment, a different weather environment, going down to Miami in South Florida. And they've put together a terrific 38-17 win.
And I thought that not only did I separate the two, and look, I'm not trying to tear down Michigan in this, but with the road wins, but the biggest thing was Michigan State at the beginning of the fourth quarter was kind of put on the ropes a little bit. And I don't think you could answer any better than they did.
Absolutely. And especially
I think in Michigan State,
that first down touchdown pass was just great.
Michigan State fans, I think they were probably like, oh boy. Here we go. This isn't good. The crowd was getting into it. You know, it seemed like momentum was shifting to Miami, and then all of a sudden, man, they just went boom. That's championship material right there.
It almost seemed there were as many Spartan fans as there were Hurricane fans. Boy, that place is not a home field advantage. Anyway.
No.
97-1, the ticket.